putting in work, cut them all up, put them back.
Tuning in. Wake up, get crust out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept. Line upon line, the scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power, it's the what? Power, power, it's the who? Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives. Power, power, it's the what? Power, power, it's the who? Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives. Power, power, it's the what? Power, power, it's the who? Power, power, yeah, yeah. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Black Hispanic,
shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus Edition. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Shalom, good evening, Captain Aparia.
Shalom, Officer Solomon. Most High in Christ bless you.
He mad smooth, right?
Well, he just mellow. I know. Look, he just looked at. He was like, "What? What do you mean?"
Yeah,
this is just me.
It's just who I am.
It's just who I am. So I roll. I know. And then even when he cracks his jokes, he plays it straight. He's like the straight man in the comedy thing. So he'll say something funny, and then he'll just look at you, waiting for you to laugh.
Nah, he'll post stuff, and I'll be like, "I didn't think he had that in him to be so funny."
I know. The first time I saw it, I was like, "Wow!" I said, "This guy."
I didn't know he made venison that good.
I know, I'll be seeing him throwing down, bro. See him throwing down. Well, well, well. Happy Wednesday evening to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Greetings. We back. We were going to continue on with Cuba. We got one more little video to watch. Damn, I forgot there was another one. I didn't post it. I'll see if there's time. I'll post it. It's only like a 2-minute little thing. We'll probably post it. I'll post it to the group. Time permitting, and I think we will. I think I got to shoehorn it in there. So I saw a little snippet today of the Breakfast Club. I tell you, they be vexing me on that show, boy. Like, they just, the stuff that they be talking about.
Charlamagne?
Charlamagne.
That dude is freaking easy.
He the worst, bro. He the worst. He all the way Egyptian. He all the way spiritually Sodom.
He all the way looking gay with his damn perfect eyebrows. Who does that?
You know he got work done. You know he got work done on his nose and his lips.
What dude does that thing? I know.
He does.
Groom yourself, man. But he got that thing down, man. Like that type of dude. He looking like that chick, man. Looking like Naomi Campbell.
He trying to make himself look like Naomi Campbell. Damn. RuPaul. No. Yeah. No. He actually looks real feminine. RuPaul still looks like a man.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, we'll talk about that. It's Nick Cannon and Charlamagne. It's a short little clip, and we'll shoehorn that in. But we want to wrap up Cuba. And Lord's will, this will be the last segment on Cuba, and then going into next week. I'm not sure who's next on the, because remember, we're still doing Harvest of Empire. It's just Cuba. It was so unique in the way things went down that we had to like really go deep. Like it took several weeks for us to really cover that whole thing. I'm going to show you yet again today, because we ended last week with a supposition, right? That Fidel Castro, the Castros were not communist at all, and they weren't even really true socialists as far as in their heart, but it was more their setup in his master plan to really try to keep himself separate from the influence of that whore that sits on many waters, right? The world calls the United States of America. The Bible calls the whore that sits upon many waters. And we're going to show you some of that today. So let's do some housekeeping first. Brothers and sisters, if you'd like to call in on the topic, 516-531-9797, 516-531-9797, all right? Questions or comments about the topic, all right? Also, do not forget, we need your help with the Booster Club always, all right? So not just for Northern Kingdom travel, but just our travels in general, setting up the radio shows that are being done monthly out there. Some of them are weekly. Those funds definitely have made a difference in the international ministry. Remember, get me that where Christ says this gospel needs to be preached in the whole world, right? And then sell the income. We got to remember this, brothers and sisters. We can never take this. Remember, we tend in general as people to be, for better or worse, very self-centered. And what I mean by that is not in the sense of that you're selfish, right, or self-serving, but we focus within the bubble that we're in. And we presume, because you see so much going on here in the United States with this truth, that means it's happening that way globally everywhere. So we always must remember what Christ said in this scripture. All right, go ahead, read that.
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 14. Read out! And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world.
Right, because that's what the gospel is. It's the gospel of the kingdom. It's the good news of the kingdom of heaven, and it being reserved only for the Israelites, and it's still reserved for the Israelites. All right? So it says this gospel of the kingdom of heaven, come on,
shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Right, and a witness unto all nations, because we were scattered, like you read in Deuteronomy, based on the curses, all right? All nations, because Israel scattered into all nations. The end will come once that happened. And this is how you know the Bible's a true book, because the Bible's been translated into every language. It is the number one bestseller in history, since they've started keeping records of that sort of stuff.
Right.
It continues to be so. And yet the end has still not come. So either the Bible is not true, or it has not been preached to who it needs to be preached to yet.
It's been represented
right
by Christianity.
That's a good way to say it. It's had the wrong representation. Now the true prophets, the true leaders that are meant to bring this out are going out. The line going out into all the earth, all right? So make sure you support the Booster Club, all right? Throw that up there again, IUIC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org, IUIC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org. All right, we're going to jump right into it. One scripture I want to bring out, because, you know, I kind of got off the let's jump into a scripture right away thing. We did bring this out. Jeremiah 31 and 6. Because it goes with this theme that I'm talking about, making sure that you help fund the Booster Club so that we can continue to move things forward, all right? Hey, and like we mentioned last week, even if you don't understand the language, we definitely appreciate the support on the Power Hour. Make sure that you're supporting Israel Unido en Cristo. We have Dale Luz. Any radio stations that pop up, that even if you don't understand Spanish, we've said this before, the likes, the shares, it drives the algorithms. And hey, you never know, right? They talk about that 6 degrees of separation. You might share and a friend has a friend or a relative that you don't even know about, and they understand the language, and the message may be brought out that way, right? And there's a reward in heaven for those that maintain to the end and have had those types of behaviors. So it behooves you to do that sort of thing.
And what's that one we get with Captain Gadd?
The Native's Hour.
Yeah,
all right.
That one.
Right, that's another one. He goes over a lot of good indigenous, indigenous to the United States type stuff. He brings out good information on there as well.
Yeah.
So make sure you're supporting the Native Hour on Thursday evenings, all right? Captain Gadd be going in with that. Let me get to Jeremiah 31 and 6.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 6. Freedom! For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God.
Right, so the Bible prophesied that there will be a day. For all you read about Ephraim and their iniquity, their backsliding, their rebellion, it says there will be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. That prophecy is fulfilled now in these last days, because you have the Northern Kingdom out here teaching that word, bringing that stuff out, and crying that message as well. The tents of Judah, right, were raised first,
right,
and now you have the watchmen on the Mount Ephraim bringing that out. Read on, next verse.
For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations.
Right, meaning we're not just going to preach to just the Northern Kingdom. All 12 tribes will hear this, right? And he's talking about the watchmen of Ephraim doing their part. So he says, sing with gladness for Jacob. Come on.
Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel.
We are in that time period now. You are seeing those things come to fruition now. So it's important that y'all continue to support those things as you see more of the Northern Kingdom. Because remember, we need all 12 tribes in order for the end to come. So you got anything, Cap?
No, go. All right. Stay quiet so you can do your thing, man.
All right, let's
now, now we'll have 10 parts on this.
All right. So, he's like, all right, let's try some other countries. Now, Q has been dope. This thing has been great. All praise to the Most High. All right, let's watch the video. I hear my voice in, but I don't hear the thing.
Hi, I'm Liz. The United States has 60 times more COVID deaths per capita than we do here in Cuba. No me sorprende. Cuba has more doctors per person than any other country. We treat our doctors like war heroes, especially these days.
Estoy segura de que en Cuba vamos a estar bien. 100% confianza y seguridad de la medicina cubana.
Y nosotros confiamos en ellos.
Porque son los mejores médicos del mundo.
Yeah, okay, I see. Can I take under
duress? No. No.
When they're saying that, do they look like a hostage, like that? Like that?
Somebody's
the,
pointing a gun at them.
Yeah. And it's a, come on, man.
Hey, and I'm gonna tell you something. That is very atypical amongst Jake. Meaning, we are afraid of doctors. We don't like to go to doctors. We don't like to go to dentists. All right, as a people in general, right? And rightly so, because we've been traumatized by it. There's a lot of history there where they've experimented on us and stuff like that. Right. That don't mean don't honor the physician. We've spoken about those type of things. But look at these people and the confidence they have, just because the propaganda is going to tell you that Cuba is in shambles, that it's a dictatorship that's bringing this stuff out. And at, by the end of this clip, and once we read a little bit about socialism, capitalism, anti-capitalism and all that, you're going to understand that that's all the mouth of the dragon trying to portray something that's not true. All right.
Hey, she said that there's more doctors there, okay, per person. Does that sound like a government that don't care about? If anything, you would want them to die off, right?
Yes.
You would have less doctors.
Yes. Oh, and we're gonna go deeper into that. Oh, you guys gonna set up the blog talk, right? Huh?
Damn. No, I didn't.
Wow. So it's about to turn off. You did a 15-minute blog talk.
Two steps forward, Ooh. Three steps back.
All right. Well,
no, is that what you got?
Yeah, I'll let you in the background try to. Make sure we don't hear the music again, though, when you right. when you no, put I it back.
Hey, Paula. Do your thing, Paula.
Right. So the confidence that they have in the medical system, that's unusual with Jake.